One of the most important Czechoslovak Cold War defectors, Ladislav Bittmann, died in his studio in Rockport, Massachusetts on Tuesday night. The foreign intelligence officer turned disinformation professor crippled Czechoslovak disinformation and even wider foreign intelligence operations for many years after his defection. Tom McEncrow tells the story of his extraordinary life.
Disinformation during the communist era is not widely spoken about in the Czech Republic. But the death of Czechoslovak disinformation specialist Ladislav Bittmann on Tuesday swept through the country's press, with even tabloids mentioning him as Czechoslovakia's most famous spy. Born into a working-class family and educated in international relations, Bittmann was a devout communist at first, and in 1954 joined the Czechoslovak state security, known as STB service, going on to serve in its elite foreign intelligence section. 10 years later, in 1964, Bittmann was transferred into the newly formed Disinformation Department, an umbrella section for operations ranging from political and economic to military disinformation. Historian Petr Cajtamo has studied the Disinformation Department's activities.
During the 1960s, it was the second most successful disinformation department in the Eastern Bloc, after that of the USSR. It differed from other satellite states in its capability. While their disinformation was only directed at specific interest zones, the Czechoslovaks operated worldwide, not just in Europe, but in both Americas, in Africa and in Asia.
Bittmann took part in many operations, particularly focused against West Germany. He was one of the central figures in the famous Operation Neptune, carried out in 1964, which involved placing chests containing forged documents under a lake to make them look as if they were buried by the retreating German forces in World War II. These were then discovered by Bittmann and his colleagues, posing as divers working for Czech television. The information within the chests received wide coverage abroad and was used to incriminate a number of West German officials. Yet the vassal status of Czechoslovakia in relation to Moscow and the disinformation tasks he had to carry out made Bittmann increasingly disillusioned with the regime. The final straw came with the invasion of 1968. A couple of weeks after the August events, Bittmann, who was now serving in Vienna, turned himself into the CIA. Mr. Zeithammel says his defection hit the STB hard.
Bittmann's defection stopped Czechoslovak foreign intelligence services operations for a time. First, because we knew the details of most of the disinformation operations and thus gave Western agencies a chance to react to them. Second, because he knew the Foreign Intelligence Service's organizational structure and agents, compromising their cover and forcing them to leave their postings.
Dedicating much of the rest of his life to exposing and analyzing the lies of the system he had served, Bittmann wrote many books on disinformation and even became a professor of the subject at Boston University, as well as a passionate painter. Unlike many other defectors who sometimes abused their position to sell books based on made-up claims, Bittmann seems to have been truthful with his statements, continuing to be confirmed through materials discovered in the Czech archive of the security services. In an interview for CBS, ex-CIA official Mark Wyatt went as far as to call him one of the most noble men of the Cold War.